Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta. Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Good morning. Welcome to Coffee at KYUK. I'm your host, Anna Rose MacArthur. Raven Air's announcement this weekend to suspend all flights across Alaska has disrupted the state's aviation industry and slashed services to rural communities during a time when reliable access to medical care and supplies is essential. Also, many people are out of work. As chairman of the Governor's Aviation Advisory Board, Lee Ryan is advising Governor Mike Dunleavy through the situation. He's also president of Ryanair. Lee Ryan, thank you for joining us.
Hey, good morning, Anna Rose. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. It's a beautiful day here in Bethel. And let's just jump into it. Lee Ryan, what advice are you giving the governor during this time?
Well, hopefully, first, good morning to all my friends and family down there in the YK Delta and the Bethel area. I just wanted to say good morning, and hopefully we can make this a little bit light and a little bit serious today. The question is what advice the advisory board's given the governor of Alaska, Governor Dunleavy. There's actually probably three areas that we're primarily focusing on. Our advisory board is an 11-member board, and I wanted to say good morning to current board member Frank Knights in Bethel and former board member Earl Samuelson in Dubuque. Hopefully you guys are kupaloa nipping it up this morning. Apologize for my Inupiaq. I'm from Unalakleet, so I gotta learn a little bit more Yupik to give the full coffee brief in the morning. But you know, the advice to the governor is interesting. The history of Alaska Native people is really what drives our advice. I mean, we look back, you know, not just that, but for me personally, you look back at the Spanish flu in 1918 and the decimation that it caused in rural Alaska and the things that happened in different areas of the state to fend that off. You know, up in Shishmaref, they posted guards around the community and went into a self-quarantine, a self-isolation, and that was able to reduce the spread of the flu to the north. And Alaska is in a very unique predicament because we had the end of January, I think the 29th of January, we had a charter flight with 200 Americans from Wuhan right into Anchorage, and they were to get screened and carry on into Alaska. So early on, Governor Dunleavy, if you're, you know, good, bad, or indifferent, whatever your personal opinion is, he's done a very good job listening to Dr. Zink in her message of how to handle the coronavirus pandemic. And that flight really put Alaska on the radar of how are we going to manage this pandemic and how are we going to communicate and work with our stakeholders to ensure the health and safety of our people. So Governor Dunleavy jumped onto this months ago, and talking with him, you know, in February and into March, he's always asked for advice on it from the aviation community, from any community. And another interesting happening through that process was the Iditarod happened, and people from all over the world came into Alaska and got onto the trail. And you saw some communities having the trail, the race bypass their community. Shaktulik, Nalato, Caltag. You know, a lot of communities had it kind of parked on the ice, and a lot of communities later in the race, especially as news began to spread of the COVID-19 crisis throughout America, news spread and people changed their day-to-day norms. And that's something that we've been talking to Governor Dunleavy about, is how do we change our day-to-day norms? The Department of Transportation is able to keep infrastructure and access going, and part of the DOT's mission is keeping Alaska thriving through service and infrastructure. They definitely care for the people out west and have ensured that essential services have been open at our airports and access to communities. You know, and then as we kind of have been navigating the current situation with Ravenair, Ravenair's announcement of suspending service in rural Alaska and filing Chapter 11, it doesn't mean they're gone. It just means they're going through a reorganization process right now. And really what we're focusing on is how do we ensure that service is provided to every single community? We had an emergency advisory board meeting last Thursday to discuss that, and plans went into place with state, federal, our congressional delegation, healthcare areas, United States Postal Service, to ensure there was access. So that was something that we provided advice to Governor Dunleavy on immediately. And then during that board meeting, we discussed the future, because you look at the gap from now into the next 30 days, where rural Alaska is pretty well shut down. We're quarantining and isolating passenger movement for the most part to most communities, by community volunteer as well, not just state mandate. And that's to ensure the sustainability of our communities. But as we move out of the COVID crisis, what does aviation look like? Because it's going to be changed forever. It's going to be our biggest impact in years. And we don't want to go back 20 to 30 years in aviation safety in what the Rural Service Improvement Act and bypass mail has allowed rural Alaska to be. And we don't want to get into a scenario where right now all the cargo and mail and everything is going to move just fine, but as passengers start moving, that capacity is going to change. And how are we going to ensure our next steps are solidified? So we're providing our opinion and advice to the governor on that, and he'll go out where he wants with it, and the advisory board's open. And we've already had healthy discussions of next steps.
On Monday of this week, I talked with ANIAC's mayor, and she said that with Raven gone, ANIAC now has no passenger air service. So what's being done to restore services to rural communities like ANIAC that lost them with Raven's departure?
Yeah, I'm assuming you're talking about the Anchorage to ANIAC leg, as ANIAC and the communities out of ANIAC all have current passenger and cargo services. So that's a gap. That's one of the gaps that's been identified from the advisory board, but also carriers. So carriers are filing new schedules as we speak, and ANIAC will likely see somebody else stepping into that realm. I don't, you know, can't say exactly who yet, because I haven't looked at all of the filings, but it's happening kind of piece by piece, and I believe access will still be there.
Mm-hmm. Are any communities in the YK Delta without passenger and or freight and mail service at this time?
Looking at all the communities in the YK Delta, you know, the 56 some odd communities right there, and I'm even talking about the ANIAC connection. There's more ANIAC, Imangok and St. Mary's. Every community that I am aware of has at a minimum 3 day a week service. And most communities have 6 to 7 day a week service. Maybe not right now. Well, people aren't moving so much 2 times a day, but they have at least a flight a day. And most communities have multiple flights a day from multiple airlines.
And that's largely filling those gaps are other regional airlines, including Ryanair, as well as Green Aviation and Ute Commuter Service, who stepped in to fill the passenger and freight service gaps left by Raven. And what's being done to ensure that these airlines don't also shut down?
You know, I think the state and the federal government, our congressional delegation, are very, very concerned about that. But if you really look at the transportation network in Alaska, it's a pretty stable transportation network in rural Alaska. Some airlines may get very, very big and market very well. Some may maintain their service and not be on the marketing forefront so much and be a little less known. But the Rural Service Improvement Act and bypass mail and mail, small package delivery, and essential cargo like healthcare swabs even right now is an example. Those provide a very solid financial basis for airlines. As long as airlines are, you know, managing smartly, not over committing and ensuring that they, you know, run an airline as a business, that financial backing from those systems allows you to be fairly liquid and allows you to have pretty decent financial shape as long as it's managed.
Do you know at this point how much of the $50 billion in airline stimulus money passed by the U.S. Congress will be available to these regional airlines?
I don't know any particulars yet. Senator Sullivan yesterday was trying to navigate that as well. It's not going as smooth initially as possible. In the last airline bailout, which was 9/11, a majority of the money went to large airlines, like big 121s in the lower 48. You think of Delta, United, American, those airlines. And what Sullivan and Murkowski and Young have really been pushing for is to ensure that the smaller airlines get a chunk of that stimulus fund. And there's a lot of stipulations on it. The application deadline was last Friday for airlines to get applications in. So it's unknown on dollar amount yet, but it is going to help to a degree. And there's also other areas of the CARES Act or other acts like the payroll protection portion for essential services and other companies in America. So there's a lot in the first three packages from the federal government that will benefit rural Alaskans as well.
A lot of Braven employees woke up to find that they lost their jobs this week. Are there unemployment options for them?
You know, that's the heartbreaking aspect of any business going out of business. And you know, whether you're in competition or a user of the system, you know, you're a customer, whatever you are, when anything closes, it impacts lives. And I feel for all of the Raven employees right now, and I'm totally sorry that Aviation Alaska has to go through this and families have to go through this. As in terms of unemployment, there's the state of Alaska unemployment. We pay into that, you know, use it if you're recently released from work. But there's a lot of capacity in aviation still where people are hiring. I mean, I know Grant is hiring, Ryanair is hiring, I'd assume Newt is hiring. Aviation companies are still hiring. And Alaska Airlines, one of our board members is Marilyn Romano, and I talked to her about this late Saturday night about the capacity they have in our HR world in Seattle and beyond that might be able to help people find jobs right now, even though some of the big airlines aren't hiring. They came out with an announcement that they're going to host a job fair soon to help people find jobs and point them in the right direction with the help of the advisory board and other airlines so they can understand where to go, who has jobs, instead of having to go to each airline's website, find a link and apply through that. I think there's community care that other airlines and other entities are working together to try to ensure that the most amount of jobs could be, turned again and started back up.
Mm-hmm. You are president of Ryanair. You're president of Ryanair, which delivers cargo throughout rural Alaska. Is Ryanair going to survive this pandemic?
Yeah, before I answer that one, I got to have a sip of coffee here, since it is coffee on at KYUK.
and
I'm sure Myron Angstman and Frank Knights are just leaning into their radios right now and wanting the transition from the Aviation Advisory Board to Ryanair. But that's a good question, and I think it's a more pointed question than maybe even the question has, because it digs into the health of airlines in Alaska. Ryanair is primarily a cargo carrier. If it's dressed in Carhartts and looks like work, we'd love to do it. We love hauling, big screen TVs, king size beds, equipment so communities could have running water, Arctic pipe, you name it. We love hauling that stuff. It's tough. It's a lot of work. It's interesting. But that's not the only thing we do. We do passenger charters. We do scheduled passenger service to every community out of Aniak, and we're adding more routes as we speak. But we're a company that's unique. A lot of people that are listening right now know my dad, Boyack Ryan, and our history of our company started in 1953, so we're pushing a lot of years operating, and we've been through ups and downs and all the waves of aviation. In the 80s, we actually went through bankruptcy, and that might be something a lot of people don't know or don't remember. And so being extremely, extremely conservative in your operations and always putting safety first. Safety will not be compromised for any reason is our mantra. That's what we operate on. and ensuring the systems are in place to ensure that. That's something that is our primary focus. And if we continue to put our focus on serving the people of Western Alaska, and we take care of our people out there, the financial aspect of it will take care of itself. That's always been what we've been about. And we're conservative, we're liquid, we have good cash reserves, and I hope all other airlines are in the same position.
Mm-hmm. We have just one more minute. Lee Ryan, is there anything else you'd like to add?
A couple things, yeah. I mean, it's a scary time, and that's what the governor understands. You know, I remember when Anchorage got their first case of COVID-19, and it was extremely scary. And I went right into the anxiety level of, how am I going to care for my family, my wife, my kids? What do I do? How do I make sure work keeps running? The kind of initial panic set in, and that's what I can understand people in Bethel are feeling right now because of, the announcement of the first case in Bethel. And really what it takes is what the CDC says, wash your hands, wear a mask, social distance. When you're done working, if you're a frontline essential employee, head home, and you got to hunker down a little bit right now. It's a short-term sacrifice for a long-term gain. And to all of our first responders out there, frontline employees, the healthcare industry, the airlines, the transportation industry, the communications industry, everybody who's having to go to work, we really appreciate everything you're doing to allow food and goods and medicine to continue going to our rural communities. So mad kudos to you guys. We really appreciate everything you're doing, and I hope you get an extra cup of coffee today.
Lee Ryan is president of Ryanair and also chairman of the Governor's Aviation Advisory Board. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Hey, no problem, Anna Rose, and thanks for doing what you're doing out there. Keep up the good work.
This is Coffee at KYUK. Thanks for joining us. Grady, back to you.
Thanks, Anna Rose. Stay healthy, stay strong, and that leaves me just one thing left to say to everyone out there listening. That's, don't forget to be awesome to each other. Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta.
Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
If you'd like to suggest a guest or arrange to be on with us yourself, contact us at coffee@kyuk.org or call 543-3131 today.